You're listening to Walk to the End of the World, a podcast written by me, Mira Brinjegard-Bialik. This is segment 15.
Eddie!
Ugh, what happened?
Good, you're the first one awake.
Eddie blinked her eyes. She was lying on a soft bed in what appeared to be a very nice house.
Where am I?
Oh, one second. Hey, Lila, cut it out.
Eddie blinked, and the scenery changed around her. She was now resting on a rocky ledge inside a damp cave. There was someone over by the entrance. She blinked, but her eyes hadn't adjusted to the light.
How are you feeling? Sometimes the after effects of Lila's powers take a while to go away.
Where? Is this the cave we saw?
Yes. Lila and I brought everyone inside after you all passed out.
Glancing around, Eddie saw more rocks with her friends scattered over them, snoring. The shape she saw earlier was coming over.
What happened to the dragon and the...
Eddie remembered her helpless love for the beautiful woman, with some degree of shame. Had she really attacked her own friends like that?
A dragon?
I didn't tell you, love. First I did a dragon, then I did imaginary perfect lover.
A dragon?
He pulled up his sleeve. Eddie saw the shape of the dragon curled around his arm. It seemed to move and twist around.
What?
Sorry, sometimes I just make the things I think about. Couldn't help that last one, it was too cute! I made the dragon curl around your arm, Stephen.
That sounds beautiful.
You really think so?
You have such an imagination.
I'm confused. Who are you?
Eddie, this is Lila.
It's nice to meet you.
Lila is a witch who lives in this cave. She makes hallucinations, messes with people's minds. The people in the nearest town are scared of her, so she lives out here alone.
Hallucinations? So... there was no dragon. Stephen, I saw you get burned. You died.
Really?
I didn't know who you were. The only people that come by usually just want to slay monsters, so usually it's enough for them to pretend to kill a monster and leave.
But I can't see the images Lila makes, so...
So I tried switching tactics, trying to make you all fight each other, but he still wasn't affected.
I was just watching you all going crazy, thinking, what is going on?
So I tried to knock you all out. It didn't work on Stephen.
I don't know what it is.
I may be too tired for this.
She'll be up again soon. The reason my magic doesn't work on you, Stephen, is because we're soulmates. When I was younger and my powers developed, another witch who took me in told me that my magic would work on everyone except one person. The one person whom I meant to be with.
Lila turned her head sideways. A tattoo of a sword, one that looked like Stephen's, was visible on her neck.
It's been so amazing talking to you over these past couple hours. You're such an amazing person.
Everyone in the village is scared of me.
But I'm not.
He took her hand.
I can see why we're meant for each other. I feel like you understand me.
It might break my heart when you return to your quest.
Mine too.
Ugh, Stephen. Ah! Dragon!
It's okay, princess. There's no dragon.
One by one, Stephen's friends awoke. One by one, the story was explained to them. Stephen and Lila continued to talk and get to know each other. Eventually, everyone was gathered around a little table, drinking hot chocolate. Eddie noticed that Stephen and Lila were holding hands under the table.
What do you mean, Lila?
I think I have a cure for you.
That's wonderful. How?
Let me find the right recipe. Ah, here. I can mix up this one in no time. If you drink this potion, here, see the picture? If you drink this potion, and then you'll be all better. Call it the metal plate? It will fall off on its own.
What was that?
What was what?
The mumbling.
Well, not every cure is perfect. For the potion to take effect, you need to travel to the mountains past the unclaimed territory.
But the royal families of all the surrounding kingdoms have promised to keep that land neutral. I can't go there.
There's a mountain range there, full of ancient mists. Only by breathing those mists will you finally complete the cure. The potion can only do some of the work. You will need to walk there and find the mists.
Well, I hope we know them when we see them. Which way are we going?
Lila gave them some directions and a map. Meta and Evan checked with their own metal compass outside, far enough away that the princess wasn't affected. Lila provided food and water, and everyone loaded up their backpacks. Stephen did so slowly and reluctantly, pausing every few seconds to hold Lila's hand, or hug her, to reassure himself that she was still there.
How long will you be gone?
I don't know.
Promise you'll come back?
I don't know if I can, but when I get back, we'll start a garden together.
Oh, you're only saying that because of what I said earlier. It was silly, forget it.
It wasn't silly. I love gardening. I've never really had a chance before.
Before working as a guard?
Yeah, it's so crazy. We only just met.
But I feel like...
I've known you.
Forever.
Eventually, all was ready for the long voyage. Lila gave the princess a swirly orange drink, and the princess downed it.
That'll help a little, but you need to breathe the mist to fully recover.
And so the epic quest continues.
Hey, I'm the storyteller.
It has been so lovely to meet you, Witch Lila.
It was nice to meet you too, Meta.
I'm really going to miss you.
You don't have to apologize anymore. I understand why you have to go.
I know. I'll come back. If I make it alive. I swear I'll come back.
Is he crying?
Stephen and Lila hugged for a very long time. They were inseparable. The questers shared a look with each other.
Stephen?
Yes?
We've loved having you with us.
But you found true love.
We can't take you away from that.
We want you to stay here, with Lila.
But do you need me?
We might, but you need to find your destiny.
Stephen knelt before the princess, head lowered.
Thank you.
The princess smiled. Eddie looked back as the now slightly smaller group walked off in the direction Lila's map indicated. Stephen and Lila held each other and waved.
You know what this means?
What?
We can start that garden sooner than we thought.
I'm not good at making actually audible.
Thank you to Denim Wiseman for voicing Lila. For more information about the voices behind Eddie, the princess, Zora, Ben, Meta, Evan, or Steven, please check out the Introduction to Main Characters segment. Thank you!